Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard. It is the weekend edition across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast live from the JetBlue Lounge inside a TD Bank Boston Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. Weekend edition. I'm Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden along the way, Bailey Peck assisting as well. Thanks to Darren Peck, Dominic Jimenez throughout the week. As listen, we got playoff hockey, Bruins, Florida. That series 1-1, switching over this weekend to Boston, a Friday night game, which, by the way, there will be a fight before the game even starts. There'll be a Donnybrook. You wait and see. This Friday night tilt here in Boston is going to be a rock fight of epic proportions, but hey, listen, we got a lot to get to. The NBA, speaking of Boston, the Celtics laid a horrific egg on Thursday night in the Garden, losing by 24 to a basic, just a languishing kind of a humdrum Cleveland Cavaliers team. But hey, listen, they blew the Celtics out. But anyways, we'll keep an eye on that. We got, obviously, the Minnesota Timberwolves from our base in the Midwest, the Oklahoma City Thunder, Dallas Mavericks, defending champion Nuggets. We got a lot to get to. And our good buddy, he's going to kill me for this, our good buddy Randy Byrne, 82 at Belle Reve, 82. And his buddy BV, I don't have permission to use his name, his buddy BV shot an 82 too, which, you know, Randy shooting an 82 is great at Vanguard Utility Partners, Innovative Wellness. But BV shooting an 82 is not good. I'll have a little fun with that late in the show. All right, we got you all covered, seriously, this weekend. We really do. What a weekend. And then we're gonna parlay it into Caitlin Clark Tuesday night in Connecticut next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, a week from this weekend. She'll be in New York for her New York debut. So you want to talk about, we got it going here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America and our weekend edition. Yeah, we're having a good time and having fun, and our advertisers are as well. We're coming back live in Boston. Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden, and my buddy BK, PK, Patrick Kelly. Wait till you hear this guy. We're coming back here, weekend edition, Sports Byline. Keep it right here.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is bringing back Amazon Pet Day on Tuesday, May 7th and Wednesday, May 8th in celebration of National Pet Month. Amazon Pet Day will offer 48 hours of deals across pets, home, electronics, and more. With thousands of products on deal, there's something for every pet companion, from food and treats to toys and clothing to habitats, electronics, cleaners, and more. Amazon will be bringing back customer favorite deals from Purina, Furbo, Petkit, and PetSafe, and offering savings from top brands like Frontline, Merrick, and Blue Buffalo, as well as small businesses like Bundle and Joy and Hopscotch Bun. Everyone can enjoy savings on Amazon Pet Day, whether customers are new or pro pet parents. Prime members can also get more everyday savings on pet essentials year-round and save money with exclusive deals, free delivery, buy with Prime, prescription savings, and quality entertainment. To shop for furry friends and scaly critters, mark your calendars for Amazon Pet Day on May 7th and May 8th and visit amazon.com/petday.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back here in Boston at the JetBlue Club. They had me on the overhead here via iHeartRadio, and the marketing director came over and said, lounge, how about JetBlue Club? So I've been admonished already. 2 minutes in the penalty box here, live at TD Bank Garden. Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden along the way, in a very noisy building, in a very cold building. This is the one, my one pet peeve with hockey is... Seriously, I walked into the building here about an hour ago. Well, 45 minutes ago. Walked down, and it's like, wow. It's like cold in here. Well, yeah, Marty. They play it on ice, you dope. So anyways, a little bit, being a little rough on myself. But away we go. Hey, we're looking forward to it this weekend. We got a lot to get to. I want to get Daniel in the mix here. We got my buddy PK. Wait till you hear this guy. You want to hear a Boston accent, you're going to hear it loud and clear here. Coming up, but away we go. Daniel, my brother, NBA, let's just go there real quick. Celtics, just a disaster, and you were right. Yeah, and I'm glad you prefaced it before we talked. I was in a bad mood today. Did you see that train wreck last night? Let me hear.
I did see the train wreck. Couldn't believe it. They just completely laid an egg. And I don't even necessarily think that, I mean, Cleveland played well, but I don't think that they played out of their minds or anything, and Boston just laid a dud.
I mean, it was just hard to believe. You know, I walk around the city today, and I do want to say one thing here. Herb Chambers and the Chambers Automotive Group all over New England, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. I don't know about New Hampshire, but Herb Chambers and the Mercedes-Benz people, they're what just awesome, awesome, awesome people. And I want to thank them just for everything here tonight. Was here last night. Obviously, they're bummed out about how the Celtics performed, but maybe the Bruins right the New England ship tonight. We shall see. All right, back to this point. Listen, they play to the level of their competition. And if you don't think so, go look at my quotes on mouthofthemidwest.com. It's true. The Celtics farted around in game two against Miami, lost it, end up winning the series 4-1. I think they'll do the same against Cleveland, but it's weird. And they're not going to get away with that, Daniel. Against the Knicks, and that's who I think they're headed for if they can survive Cleveland. But here's my question, and Draymond Green said it today in his podcast, and I hate giving him publicity, but we have to because I think he's right about something. He's saying the Knicks right now, this is a fluke that the Knicks are doing what they're doing in the Eastern Conference. Listen, Brunson right now is the man. This is Jalen Brunson of the New York Knickerbockers is the man. You can tell me about Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. You can tell me about the Joker. You can tell me, and Anthony Edwards is carving out a nice script in Minnesota. Jalen Brunson is the man right now in the National Basketball Association, New York Knicks. Let's hear. I want to hear your take.
Yeah, so the whole fraud thing is, I think Draymond's just, he and I've kind of followed it, obviously, because, you know, I'm very familiar with Draymond. From the beginning of the playoffs here, he picked Philly. He was sour that he was wrong about that.
Exactly.
That they can't win with Brunson dominating the ball, which is hilarious because Brunson doesn't want to dominate the ball. He's dominating the ball because he has to. I think that had they not had all these injuries, I do think that they would have a shot. But with all these injuries, I mean, if OG Anunoby can't come back, then they're toast. I don't see them being able to beat Boston. I think maybe with a 2-0 lead they could scrape out this series without him, but I mean, they're at a point now where they got like six guys basically that play, and Alec Burks is going to end up getting minutes, which is just ridiculous.
You know what's weird though, and I can't even say his name. I always say it wrong. Anunoby, whatever his name is. He had a great game the other night with 28 and 10. I get that. Brunson's playing with a bum right foot right now. I'm serious. I just think the Knicks right now, they've been sprinkled with some gold dust or something. They're playing at a high level. Hartenstein's is a banger. You know, they're doing it without Mitchell Robinson right now. Thibs is an outstanding coach. I mean, he is the antithesis of this dope in Boston. Joe Mazzulla can't coach his way out of a wet paper bag, and I hate to say it. I'm serious. Everyone I sat with last night is like, what are we doing here? Where's the timeout? I mean, my God. Boston's got a weird coach. They got a babysitter is what they got to do. But let's go back to the Knicks here. Boston's flawed right now. Boston is a flawed team right now, Daniel. You're watching this team. This is a team that just they just think they can roll the ball out there, and you can against Miami. And I'm glad Mazzulla left them alone and let them play. Now he's overcoaching, and he's got Tatum and Brown, who look like they're lost. I mean, you know, Brown went nuts in game one. He had 32. But Jason Tatum, this is not an elite player. This is a scorer. And scorers are a dime a dozen in the National Basketball Association. You tell me what else Jason Tatum does besides fill up the bucket with points. And I get that's the object of the game. You know, the scoreboard pays attention to how many points you put on the board, and that's all well and good. But some of his other deficits are very detrimental to the Celtics. I don't think they're going to get out of the East. I'm definitely afraid they're going to get beat by the Knicks. Tell me. Let's hear.
Yeah, so real quick, did you happen to hear his comments in the post-game presser yesterday?
No, and I'm glad you brought that up. Someone mentioned it today, and I've been running around with car people and insurance people and ticket people and hospitality people, JetBlue people. So you tell me. Go ahead.
So he basically said something to the effect, and obviously I'm paraphrasing here, but something to the effect of, I don't understand why people think we're such a super team. It's not like we're a super team. We don't have the coach of the year, and we only have two all-stars. And it, like, something to the effect of basically trying to make themselves like an underdog. And I'm like, dude, you've been the favorite to win the title for as long as I can remember this season. I don't understand.
Yeah. You know what? That sounds like that's a dopey quote. I mean, I think he's trying to be self-deprecating a little bit and show some humility. I'd rather him come out and just say, you know what? And I'm not picking on a father taking care of his little kid, but there's a lot of people in Boston that feel like Jason Tatum and this organization, the ownership group of the Celtics, caters to him. His little kid's in the locker room all the time. His little kid's in practice all the time. And I get that. Okay, listen, I get it. I don't see my daughter enough. I get it. At the same time, there's a lot of eye rolling behind the backs of Tatum. I think the Celtics, they've got some dissension. There's something going on here, and we don't know what it is. And they're great. They're great in this city at taking turds and sweeping them under the carpet. They just are. That's how they are. They don't like to look into the camera and say, you know what, we sucked last night. We got our rear ends kicked. Let's move on. So we'll see. They're going to probably blow out Cleveland over the weekend a couple of times. And, you know, this conversation will be basically irrelevant. But at the same time, I'm telling you, this team's a mess right now. And the Knicks, I feel bad. If the Knicks are only hurt by injuries, then I'm going to feel pretty bad. I really am, because I'd hate to see the Knicks. Seriously, I want to see the best. You know, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I want to see the Knicks go down, if they go down in flames, with their best players out there, not with injuries. So there you go. But anyways, Daniel, so let me ask you this. Gun to your head real quick. I know we're up against the break here momentarily. Celtics get to the finals or not? NBA finals. Let's hear.
Celtics. I say Celtics over Knicks in the Eastern Conference. And I'm going to ride, at this point, Minnesota over Dallas. I think Dallas is going to knock Oklahoma out.
So you're sticking to your guns, right? Sticking to your guns. I like it. You're not changing. You had Minnesota, Boston like I did, right?
I did indeed, and I think that still looks pretty good.
I'm very happy with you. I'm very happy that you're not a guy that just is going to change. All right, let me tell you about Innovative Wellness in Clive, Iowa. And I love telling you this story because my buddy, Mr. Terrell, his first name, Terrell Mancuso, from Agawam, Massachusetts, is going to fly to Iowa because he wants to be treated by the professionals. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, he's got some issues. He wants them addressed. He wants to take the holistic approach. He's tried every other thing. He's tried a million different things, and nothing is making him feel better. So you know what he's doing? He's going to Innovative Wellness. Folks, go to innovativewellness.center. Neuropathy, arthritis. Okay? Listen to me. And we'll tell you more coming up here on Sports Byline. Live in Boston, weekend edition. We're coming right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, Marty Trail live here inside the JetBlue Club inside TD Bank Garden. You know, we were back here. I said Randy Byrne, Rhonda Byrne, and whole bunch of people from Iowa. We are here with Iowa State back in March. Boy, it just feels different. Colder because of the ice. But, yeah. And if you're watching tonight's game, we're right behind. They got us right behind the are we behind the penalty box? Or we're right by the where they do the where they have the announcer. I think, I don't know if it's Pierre McGuire or who's going to be down there. Anyway, we're in row 5. But it's not really row 5. It's like row 3. Because they count the first two rows up from the arena, or the ice, rather. So we're really in row 3, center ice. I'm pumped up. And there will be a fight. Did you see this the other night, real quick? And Daniel's going to let us know when we got Superfan PK on the line. I think he's ready to go. Daniel, are you with me real quick?
I am, and Superfan PK is ready to go.
All right, I'll get to you later then. PK, what's up, brother? Give me some Boston accent.
Boston is the hub of hockey. We grew up around here. That's all we dream about, playing hockey, playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And yeah, it's a way of life around here. Hockey is number one in Boston.
Let me ask you something. Let's start with the Celtics. PK, and I know you've been, probably hitting the beer today. So
don't want to talk about it.
Don't worry about that. Let me ask you this. What the heck is wrong with the Celtics? What was that disaster last night? You were with a bunch of Boston fans. Let's hear real quick. I want to hear about the Celtics before we get to the Bruins. Let's hear.
Can I swear or no? Can I swear or?
No, don't
swear, right?
Okay, come on. I know you've been hitting hard today.
They freaking fell asleep.
Tell me about the Celtics.
They fell asleep last night. They did not show up, the Celtics. They got to be better than that. They're way better than that. So, legit fell asleep last night. Wicked bad last night. Horrible.
Wicked bad.
That won't happen again, though. I guarantee that will not happen again the next game.
You just brought Wicked Bad into the vernacular here, my friend.
The next game, they're going to win by 25. I'm calling it. Yep.
I love you. All right, PK.
Banner number 18 coming to Boston from the Celtics.
The other disaster. Bruins win game 1, 5-1. They get whooped the other night, 6-1. Two-part question. Will there be a fight before they even drop the puck tonight? And give me your take on Florida Panthers, Boston Bruins, TD Garden, Game 3, pivotal Game 3 tonight here in the Garden.
The enforcers are going to be ready to go, and, we're going to have some old-time hockey to start the game, I think, and set the tone, and, they'll be ready, I think, tonight.
Yeah, but we're going to see a fight.
You're going to see fists and body flying. I think so, right off the puck drop, I think.
You're the best.
Old-time hockey.
Right, hey, we had this big debate today. Will you tell people why Boston is a hockey town? New England is Red Sox, Patriots, Celtics. But Boston proper is a hockey town. Go ahead, explain.
Yeah, like where I grew up in Charlestown, Mass, every kid grew up with a hockey stick and skates on their feet, probably 3 years old. It's a way of life for us. And, just in our blood and, just from where I'm from, there's probably 4 or 5 guys that made the show in 1 square mile. So it's, it's literally we bleed and die hockey. Yeah. It's in our blood.
Yeah. We're talking to super fan PK. He's a good Irish guy. PK, what is it with Boston, though? I mean, this town right now got spoiled by the Patriots. There was a period where they got spoiled by the Celtics, got spoiled by
every
the
team.
Red Sox.
Yeah. And we're the luckiest city in the world.
A nice run. You and I talked about that Chicago game 11 years ago where two goals in a minute. And boom, they lose the cut. But the bottom line is this.
Body meant to collapse. But,
what is the mentality right now of the Boston sports fans after all this success and now some struggles? Let's hear.
It wasn't in our cards. So they've made the cup to 2019, lost the St. Louis game 7, 2013. But, they the last few years, they were the President's Trophy winners last year. I think it's going to be the Bruins and Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final. Yeah. Even with the Celtics,
How
I think it's going to be the New York Knicks and Celtics.
The fact that they're, you know, they got spoiled by success. So how do you handle it when you have these struggles? Let's hear about that.
You just take a quick drink and just don't worry about it and move on to the next game.
There you go. All right, we got to do something on Brady here while I got you, super fan. PK, Charlestown, Massachusetts, in the shadows of the TD Bank Garden.
Yep.
What about
the
Brady's
Buckingham
legacy
Monument
in
too.
New
yep.
England? The
yep.
roast the other night yep. on Netflix, I watched it. I thought it was very mediocre. Actually, I didn't think it was funny at all. I mean, it was a couple of laughs. What about Brady's
legacy? Yeah, I only watched the first hour.
And
yeah.
the current yeah. situation of the Patriots. And then we'll do the Red Sox and we'll let you out of here. Go ahead. Tell me.
Drake, I'm going to say, and Drake may we trust right now. Kid's fucking stellar, like great arm, and I think he's going to be a stud for us. Yep. I believe in him. Yep. And
Wait,
Drake may we trust.
I couldn't hear yep. you. What'd you say? Are you talking about Brady or what?
Oh, I thought he said the Patriots success.
No,
oh, yeah.
just
no.
Yet
the
that.
Brady.
What
I watched,
about Brady's
yeah.
legacy no, Tom, here with the New England fan base?
Yeah, Tom Brady's the GOAT. Yeah, he's the greatest, probably the greatest athlete in all of sports. I put him. Yeah, he's on Mount Rushmore, and yep, he's the greatest that ever lived.
And
yeah,
does,
he's really
and
a dog
his,
around here.
Yeah. Going to Tampa and that other stuff, does that soil his reputation, his legacy with
Not
the Patriots, or what do you think?
Not for me, it doesn't. He what he gave us here, like no, we'll ever see that again in our life. Literally spoiled every year, yeah. Yeah, I'd never be mad at him for going there. I was actually cheering when he won.
All right. I don't get many opportunities yeah. to talk to you. One more. Tell me about yeah. the current state of the Red Sox. And I know you're a
diehard
Red Sox fan. Go ahead. Give me the lowdown.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of new names on the Red Sox squad this year. Playing well. Just going to stay in the middle and fight through injuries. And, we'll believe in the Red Sox. Always believe
All right.
in them.
Right,
Always believe in Boston.
How are you going to watch yep. the game tonight? You were with a bunch of people last night doing bad things like gambling. That's not good. What do you think tonight, PK? Give me a lowdown on the Bruins and the Florida Panthers. Let's hear it, and then I'll let you go.
I think it's going to be a one-goal game overtime. Yeah, we're not going to see any more, like, lopsided affairs. I think it's going to be a one-goal game overtime. Yeah, these teams are very, very close in intensity and strength, I think. I think we're going to see many close games, many overtime games the next couple.
Who's going to win, though? Yeah. Tell me who's going to win.
Tonight at home, I think the Bruins win 3-2.
That a boy. Yeah. That a boy.
In overtime.
So
in
you
overtime.
Were nervous doing this, yeah. weren't you? You were nervous.
I'd never been on this before, but, yep, it was a pleasure. Yep. Yeah.
BK, go have a beer and go have a shot. Calm down.
Well,
don't
know
go to
yep.
illicit drugs.
We're getting ready.
Know that we
yep.
love you. And I'm going to find you again,
you
PK.
Too.
You're a super fan.
Yep.
You're the man in the hot seat tonight.
Yep.
Live in Boston.
Yep.
I love you, brother. You take care, okay?
You too. Hey, nothing like playoff hockey, man. Enjoy. Have a great night, buddy.
All right. Good job. How about that, Daniel, huh? Super fan. He was scared to death, that guy. Did you hear it in his voice?
Yeah, I heard it when he came on. And he did have one little slip up, which I'll make sure to bleep out later.
I think it was the worst of the worst. It was an F bomb, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Oh man! All right, well, we'll clean that up. All right, let me tell you again about the JetBlue folks here at TD Bank. We're in the JetBlue Club. I said lounge, and they said no, Mr. Tyrell. We are in the JetBlue Club right outside Sections 1 and Section 21 in the lower level of TD Garden. And I'll talk and take us up to break. Then we'll get Daniel in here with a few more thoughts as we get ready for a big sports weekend. We're looking forward to it. And my guys are saying, who's leading at Wells Fargo? They go, that should be the fifth major. And I'm like, slow down. The Players' Championship is the fifth major on the PGA Tour. But anyways, they're all fired up. But Xander Schauffele, when I left the TV coverage at about 4 East, was like minus 12. And now we have an updated leaderboard. Randy Byrne from Vanguard Utility Partners is now at plus 9. and his playing partner, BV, is at plus 10. It's an inside joke and an inside skit, but I'm having some fun with our sponsors. Hey, too, I want to tell you about, Herb Chambers. What a dealership cluster they have here in the Northeast. My Lord. Mercedes, Porsche, Lamborghini, Volkswagen, Toyota. I mean, on and on and on. They just have an unbelievable array of automobile choices. And I'm sworn to secrecy, but Herb Chambers has done so much. In fact, he lives in Connecticut and then finds his way into Boston each week. He takes a unique way of travel, which I won't get into. But great people and great dealership. I mean, you walk into that dealership, they make you feel like you may have bought 10 cars in the past, whether you're new or whether you're a previous customer. Man, oh, man, they treat you right. You know, coffee, water, anything I can get for you, and they just treat you just unbelievable. So, and anymore, you know what I found out? And I'm learning, and I think I even knew, basically, that it's been like this for a long time. If you're in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, you could be in Detroit, Michigan, you could be in Coscom, Connecticut, you could be in Caribou, Maine, you could be in Hialeah, Florida, or you could be in Hollywood, California. People buy their cars from where they get treated the best, no matter where it is. In other words, you can buy from Herb Chambers or any other dealership, and you can be out of state, you can be even out of the country, is what I found out today. Out of the country. That's right. So check it out. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Weekend. JetBlue Club, TD Bank Garden, Florida, Bruins, Panthers. We're going to get after it here this weekend on Sports Byline. Coming right back.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness.center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we're back here inside the JetBlue Club inside TD Bank Garden here in Boston. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Weekend, and we're presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, by Innovative Wellness and American Premium Vodka. And again, a shout out to all the Herb Chambers people, Danvers, Massachusetts, downtown Boston, even Warwick, Rhode Island, North Shore of Boston, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and I think New Hampshire, but I got to double check on that. But yeah, we're getting ready. We're counting down to face off, and a great sports weekend. We really do. We got the NHL, the NBA. I know we come out of March Madness, and I sing the same song every year. You know, oh my God, great, best time of year, blah blah blah. You know, listen, May can be a little hit or miss, but I think so far the NHL has been interesting. Daniel, you made a good point. That Carolina Rangers series, how wacky is that series, huh? Let's hear. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I feel like it's fairly bizarre that really in any sport, whether it's hockey or that you have two of three games go to overtime and yet one team comes out on top. And it is pretty bizarre, too. You know, I was looking at, you know, how many different cities in general could, in theory, you know, technically win multiple titles.
No, I know. And back to your original point, I mean, Carolina may get swept, and it'll be the most lopsided. That's why, you know, when you see statistics online or you see statistics in a newspaper, my age is coming out here. Who reads a newspaper anymore? My point being is, if you don't contextualize statistics, they're meaningless. I mean, you're exactly right. Carolina, they could easily be up 2-1 in this series. I mean, seriously, it is unbelievable. And they're probably going to get swept. But you know what? At the same time, I know this is going to sound crazy. I would say, obviously, because they're down 0-3, they're more likely to get swept. They could come back and make a series out of this. But they're going to have to win tomorrow. They're going to absolutely have to, or Sunday, whenever they play next. And I don't have it in front of me. But if they obviously have to win the next game of the season, it's over. I mean, I'm master of the obvious, expert on nothing. But the fact of the matter is, I guess what I'm saying in a roundabout way, that's a hell of a hockey club. It really and truly is. The Carolina Panthers, they are a hell of a hockey team. But, man, they're down 0-3, and they deserve a much better fate. It just goes to show you how nutty the sport of hockey is. It really and truly is. All right. You know, I spent a little time here, Dan, here, and I'll get back to you. But you know, I just give you a little take on this Bruins series. It's 1-1. You know, we're here in Boston on a weekend where this city is reeling from the Celtics disaster on Thursday night and the Bruins getting absolutely crushed on Wednesday night. 6-1, fights galore, a very chippy game. And so if you tune in Friday night, a lot of people here feel like even before this game even starts and that puck's dropped, that Montgomery, the coach of the Bruins, is going to say, all right, let's go. He's going to put a couple of goons out there, a couple of enforcers, and we could see clearly a fight or two even before this game starts or early on. And the theory is it'll bring the crowd into it, and I like it on one effect. This crowd will be into it tonight, but this is a skittish Bruins fan base right now. They're nervous. You can just see it. You talk to them, and they're just nervous. So what you're going to see, I think, is, yeah, maybe an early fight or some real rough-and-tumble play, but Boston's not going to take any crap early in this game. They're just not. And, they always say the captain goes down with his ship. Pasternak has been criticized. He has not played up to his standards. I mean, I'm looking at the media notes tonight, and you look at, you know, and they call him Pasta, but you look at Pasternak's numbers – And if I didn't need them, they'd be right in front of me. And I got them right in front of me, and I can't read. Let's look at 88 Pasternak. Here we go. All right, 47 goals, 63 assists, 110 points, 47 penalty minutes. Do we know a number jumps off the page right there? 47 penalty minutes. Give me a break. Now, I understand. Look at, you know, he's your sniper. He's your gunner. You don't want him playing chippy. You don't want him to bring up, you know, and get tagged with lousy penalties. But they want him to be more physical, and they want him to be, I mean, he's a silky smooth player. Look, he's not going to turn into a brawler. He's just not. But I tell you what, he sent a message to this fan base when he went at it with Matthew Tkachuk. And Tkachuk's a hell of a player. He himself, 88 points this year. He's a skilled player, but he's tough as nails. So you say to yourself, hey, who would you rather want in your team? You want Tkachuk or you want Pasternak? I'd take Pasta over Tkachuk because of my New England lineage, but at the same time, I have respect. And I have respect for Florida. Paul Maurice has been a hell, you know, this guy traces his roots all the way back to, my God, the Hartford Whalers, New England Whalers, a New England guy, been in Winnipeg, been a million places. Paul Maurice, a hell of a coach. And I'm not saying that the Bruins don't have a great coach in Monty Montgomery. He's a great coach. But this is going to be, excuse me, an electric environment this weekend across the way. All right, Daniel, let us get back into a few things. I want to get your take. Because you were, and I'm going to give you credit right out of the chute. You said, Marty, I'm telling you, this T-Wolves team, Edwards, the big cat the other night, each had 27. Edwards had 43. Right now, don't look now, Minnesota up 2-0 on the defending champion Denver Nuggets. Let's hear how you see this going the rest of the way.
So I actually think Denver comes out tonight and puts up a fight. I don't necessarily know that they'll win. But I think it really comes down to almost the same thing that it always really comes down to with Denver is, can Jamal Murray play well? Because when he plays well, they usually win. When he's not playing very well, they're not usually very good. I think it's really as simple as that. And the other thing is how they handle Minnesota's physicality, because they couldn't handle it at home. So we'll see what they do on the road. But it'd be an interesting thing to see them win tonight. And then you kind of think, oh, maybe it's one of those series where the road teams are winning, you know, instead of like Cleveland and Magic, where the home team won every game.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that with the Dallas Stars in their opening round playoff series. I mean, you're sitting there watching Dallas against Vegas, and you're thinking, my God, they lose two games at home. Then they go to Vegas, they win two. Then they win another one at home. Then they go to Vegas and lose, have to come home to win it in game seven. You're exactly right. I don't know what – something's missing with the Nuggets right now, and I don't know what it is. I mean, but, you know, at the same time, they're still the champions until otherwise. And normally you would say, Daniel, hey, look, you haven't lost anything until you lose – home court advantage, but my God, they lost the first two games at home. So you obviously think like I do. I think Minnesota's going to get it done, but is it going to be a sweep? I mean, could Denver get swept away out of these playoffs? And if they do, wow, that is a major wow in my opinion. Give me a quick hit on Denver potentially getting swept away. How about that?
Man, if they get swept away, then I feel like everybody's going to talk a bunch of crap about Jokic winning another MVP, although right. I have no issue with it. I mean, I wouldn't have had a problem with Gilgeous Alexander winning. I wouldn't have had a problem with Luka Doncic winning. I'm a little surprised that I couldn't believe Brunson got zero first-place votes, considering the fact that he's – I think they maybe don't even make the playoffs without him, but if they get swept, it'll be interesting because they did just win a title last year, but you know, you go from winning a title to getting swept in the second round, a lot of questions start to be asked that you wouldn't have thought would be asked at the beginning of this season.
100%. All right, I can't help myself. I got to ask you. We got to go Lakers here. What do you think is going to happen? Obviously, Darvin Ham out. Who knows where they're going to turn for their coach? give me a quick little postmortem on the Lakers. Will LeBron be back? His son Bronny, all this. So I want you to forecast the Lakers real quick. You know my opinion. I think they're going to be down for a long time. I do think LeBron probably comes back. I just think he's got too much going on in Hollywood, too much glitz. He likes his setup out there. It won't. In fact, I think this is interesting. I think, in my opinion, listen to me. Yeah, slow down, Marty. I do think it's interesting that LeBron is going to choose to stay in Hollywood for non-basketball reasons, and that's why he's going to just say, you know what, I'll stay with the Lakers because I'm not leaving California. I'm not leaving movies. I'm not leaving all these opportunities in terms of mass media, building a media empire. I don't think that's going to be behind his staying in L.A., basketball. I think it's going to be his future, which is going to be movies and building a massive media empire. Give me a quick hit on LeBron and the Lakers in the short term. Let's hear.
If he stays in L.A., you know what I actually wouldn't be surprised at is if they just kind of retread and bring Vogel back. If they do go the J.J. Redick route, and he sort of just brings his podcaster on as a coach. I think it's a joke. Whether he does a good job or not, I just think that that's a ridiculous premise. And at that point, they might as well just let him player coach instead of, you know. I mean, how many times is this guy going to get to handpick his coach that he wants, and then they lay eggs with, you know, guys that aren't real coaches necessarily? I don't even think. I mean, tell me how many basketball fans knew that Darvin Ham was coaching anyone before he took this job.
I know. It's true. So let me ask you this question: are we going to see if Denver gets swept away? The Lakers have been a disaster. The Clippers fell short. Phoenix was a mess. Golden State's in a rebuild. The Western Conference. Let's be honest. I mean, right now they've been dominant of late. The power shift goes back east, and the Western Conference is probably going to go through Minnesota, Oklahoma City, or maybe even Dallas, Daniel.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I think, you know, Minnesota, Oklahoma both have chances to sort of be good for a very long time. They're both really, really young teams and rosters with you know, sort of an opportunity. It's like the door is open. It's the right time to take that step forward and really kind of put yourselves on the map. And I don't know. I guess what's that phrase? You know, to arrive, they've arrived. I think they really have an opportunity to do that. And then I think, you know, moving forward too, in the East, I think both Boston and New York have similar, you know, opportunities to sort of take over as like the team, the franchise. And the Knicks, if they end up, you know, getting to the NBA Finals, I think that city's going to go insane.
I can't wait. If the Knicks, and I hope you're right, Daniel, I think you are. If it's Knicks, Celtics in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, my God. I mean, I was talking to one of the ticket guys here in Boston. I mean, a professional guy who works for the organization. Said, yeah, we sell them for X amount, and we know full well that a club seat or a mid-court seat in Boston or New York is $5,000 for a basketball game. I mean, seriously, $5,000 for a basketball game. And he said, you know, the sad thing is we can complain about it, but as long as someone's willing to pay, they sell them. All right, we're coming back. What we're streaming about, what we're screaming about here on Sports Weekend. Don't go away.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We want to thank all the folks with the Bruins organization, TD Garden, JetBlue Club, Marty Terrell here, along with Daniel Ogden, wrapping up our road shows in Boston. We'll be out of here this weekend, back Monday, Uncasville, Connecticut, Connecticut Sun, and the Indiana Fever. Caitlin Clark, only 12 points last night at home in that final preseason game against the Atlanta Dream. And, you know, why did she play 32 minutes? What are they doing? You know why? 14,000 fans showed up for a preseason game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. How about that? And I tell you what, I feel vindicated. I even got some people in my close inner circle saying, you're doing too much on Clark. You're not going to be able to monetize it. Nobody cares. Please stop it. I know it's creepy. I mean, that Greg Doyle situation with the Indianapolis Star, and I know, Greg, he was very kind when my sister, Maureen, was stricken with ALS, and she's from Greenwood, Indiana, and he befriended my family through me and our relationship, and Greg was very kind. He wrote a beautiful piece about my sister, but his interaction with Caitlin was just weird. I mean, it was just flat-out weird, and I think, you know, he's got a good heart. He doesn't have the greatest noggin in the world, but Greg Doyle's got a good heart, and he got a lot of bad pub this week, and I feel bad for him because I do think he's a very, very good guy with a big heart. But, you can't have that exchange with a high-profile athlete, especially a woman. It just – or anybody, really. It was just weird. It was very, very weird. So, anyways, we had a great – seriously, we had a great time here in Boston. I want to thank, too, Lizzie Howard, her daughter Annie, and some of the great people that support us when we venture here into New England. So just very, very grateful. Daniel, great job out of you, pal. And thanks to Supercan, Superfan, rather. He had a can, all right. About 20 cans here at the JetBlue Club. Patrick Kelly, good job out of him. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. Stand by. We got Sports Talk all weekend long here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.